CAMSAC, respite care, a different doctor, new sidewalk and an auxiliary are among the items being discussed in the August newsletter that has been issued by Eagleston Lodge. The recent inpatient bed closure at the CAMSAC hospital has emphasized the role of respite care at Eagleston Lodge, the newsletter said. Because patients can no longer recover from surgery or stay overnight at the hospital, they are being admitted to Eagleston where meals, laundry, baths and medical supervision are available for $75 a day. Eagleston currently has 2 residents in respite care, 21 full care residents, and 8 people living in the independent suites. Dr. Elmira Amirazodi, a female family physician, has offered to provide medical services to Eagleston Lodge residents, who were formerly seen by departing Dr. Nadar Faridanyan. We welcome Dr. Amirazodi and are looking forward to assisting her in any way possible, the newsletter said. Sidewalk Repairs CAM Crete Limited of CAMSAC will begin removing sections of crumbling sidewalk at Eagleston Lodge later this month, it said. Where necessary, the adjacent area will be graded to provide better drainage. A new 4-foot-wide sidewalk will be formed, and steel-reinforced concrete will be poured in September. The project is funded by a $25,000 grant provided by the federal government's New Horizons for Seniors program, and grants of $5,000 each from the town of CAMSAC and the RM of Coate. Auxiliary wanted the Eagleston board and staff are asking interested parties to form a new auxiliary or Friends of Eagleston Lodge organization. Persons wishing to help with such things as stocking and operating a tuck shop, taking residents on walks and outings, hosting social events, or arranging anything else that contributes to the residents' quality of life, are asked to contact the board of directors. Audit changes. Eagleston's board of directors has hired a new accounting firm, it said. The Musumin office of Meyer, Norris & Penny, MNP, under the direction of Stephanie Frondel, will provide an audited financial statement for the Lodge's 2021-2022 fiscal year that ends August 31. This document is filed yearly with the provincial government to maintain Eagleston's nonprofit corporation status. Phone problems. Eagleston's new telephone system, recently installed by Access Communications, is still not working properly. Described as a unique problem by Access technicians, who have attempted to fix the phone several times, the situation is frustrating for all involved. With the system, incoming calls do not ring on the cordless phone carried by managers and staff on the floor. Callers can leave a message on the answering machine in the office, but the message light indicator does not always function. Staff can check a computer file that records incoming calls, but return calls may be delayed due to other priorities. The system is more functional when Karen Bodnarik, the office manager, is there to answer the phone, but she is away until August 29. If you are having trouble getting through, please call or text Kathy Wishnevetsky, our special care aid manager, directly on her cell phone, 306-590-7164. Our kitchen, housekeeping manager, Tricia Sheptik, who takes bookings for the short-term rental suites, can be reached at 306-562-0227. If possible, please call Kathy or Tricia during office hours 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday. We apologize for these unresolved technical problems and are working with Access Communications to find a solution. Rentals busy. The rental suites are still busy, the newsletter states. Suites number 39 and number 42, available to residents' family members and visiting healthcare workers, continue to be busy. Number 39 is booked until the end of August, but number 42 will be available starting August 15. Bathing Room Reno's grant money is being sought for improved bathing facilities, it said. Renovations to Eagleston's bathing rooms have been identified as a priority. Initial design work, in consultation with local plumbers, electricians and carpenters, has been completed. The plan is to install better ventilation, a new walk-in tub, and a barrier-free shower. Grant money for this project has been requested from the Richardson Foundation, the Farm Credit Corporation, and the Kinsman Tele Miracle Fund. If funds are granted, work will begin this fall. Raffle. Eagleston will hold another 50-50 cash raffle with $1,005 tickets soon available. The draw will take place October 10. To make things more interesting, the Eagleston board has put together a Thanksgiving basket that includes a frozen turkey and Watkins products, which will be awarded to the staff member who sells the most tickets. Staff updates Kathy Wishnevetsky, the special care aide manager, assisted by Tricia Sheptik, the kitchen, housekeeping manager, hosted a mandatory staff meeting on August 4. Three board members and a Canadian Union of Public Employees, CUPE, representative from Regina also attended. Stressing the importance of teamwork, Wishnevetsky and Sheptik reminded the 18 staff to document helpful information in the communications book so the next shift can read their notes and be properly informed. They also covered the importance of charting medical information, proper bathing procedures, emergency call procedures, hosting coffee breaks on weekends, and maintaining a positive attitude.